So on Saturday night, there was a huge fight in UFC. Tom, I know that you were very excited about this fight, and it was very late into the night as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, very late into the night. I mean, I think a lot of the people in the newsroom are still feeling it today because it was one of them fights where, well, it didn't last too long, but you had to wait quite a while to see it.
Yeah, now let's speak to somebody who's been all over this weekend. Ben Kiley from Joe.ie. Ben, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy. I'm very happy to be here.
Now, how are you feeling Monday after the weekend of the big fight? It didn't last very long, but I imagine celebrations in Ireland have been pretty raucous all the time since then.
Oh, I'm feeling fantastic. I mean, yeah, you're right. It didn't last very long, but it was certainly worth the wait. I mean, no one really predicted that would happen. Like, I did pick McGregor to beat Aldo, but no one really saw him do it in 13 seconds. Unprecedented.
Yeah, and when you actually saw the way that he did it, it was the first connecting punch, wasn't it, that actually knocked Aldo out?
Yeah, it was a two-punch fight. I mean, Aldo came in, he faked with his right, he tried to throw a left, McGregor landed first and he was gone, that was it, that was all she wrote.
I suppose that's the thing about UFC, because there was so much build-up to this fight. Were you craving for a little bit more at the end of it? Because after months and months of build-up, to only really see two punches be thrown and the fight to end, for me, was a little bit of a letdown.
I wouldn't say it was a letdown. It was a bit of a shock. I mean, people, like, it was certainly a letdown for Jose Aldo, who had obviously he had to pull out of the original fight in July due to his rib injury. And meanwhile, you had McGregor talking all this smack about him. So, yeah, that, you know, he just wanted to get inside the cage and fight him. Unfortunately, he didn't get a chance to actually fight because, as you said, it was one punch that ended the fight. But, I mean, it was more of a revelation of McGregor's ability and everything he did, like, to kind of create this atmosphere of intimidation to allow him to finish Aldo one punch. And I think that was magnificent.
Yeah, certainly with McGregor, there's all this talk with him and things. There's just a real air of confidence, and the fact that he goes into every single fight just saying, I will win, knowing I will win. And Saturday was just, I mean, the guy that he beat was undefeated in 10 years. So to go and just beat him like that, it just goes to show that absolute determination.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be backing against McGregor anytime soon now. He makes these predictions and he just fulfills them, so I'm not going to not believe his prediction for his next fight, if you know what I mean.
What about the Irish fans? Irish fans always travel in large numbers. Irish fans as well are always very colourful with the flags, but also some of the messages on the flags. And they went to Vegas and they enjoyed themselves.
That's the thing. I mean, you could hear from the broadcast there was a big Irish support there. I mean, when Aldo came out, he was being booed. When McGregor came out, there was huge cheers and everything. Even during the co-main event, you could hear the ole ole's going around the stadium. Like, I mean, it was almost like a home event for Conor McGregor. And he's reached a superstar status in the sport where you get the feeling that no matter where he goes, he's going to bring the sport with him. I know there's talk of a stadium event in Ireland in Croke Park, but really, wherever he goes, he's probably going to have most of the crowd behind him.
And looking at it, obviously, Aldo, very disappointed at the end of it. He has asked for a rematch. Can you see it happening, or do you think McGregor will basically say, you've had your chance, I beat you, I'm moving on now?
There was rumours. I heard a few people, I think the referee, Big John McCarthy, said that McGregor said to Aldo, you could see it on broadcast, he said something to him when they're doing the official results. And apparently he said that, yeah, we can do this again. So it looks like he's on the rematch, but he's also looking at this title fight next week, the lightweight title fight between Donald Cerrone and Rafael Dos Anjos. He wants to move up, he wants to be a two-title belt holder. So I don't know, we'll see. Whichever makes more sense for him in terms of business, he'll do. I could see a rematch happening. It'd be huge money for the UFC. Be a lot of interest again, but he might go for that lightweight title shot as well.
When you look at the sport as a whole over the last few weeks, we've got this fight, which didn't last very long on Saturday. Ronda Rousey as well. Huge fight within the sport. The two people who are going to be on the cover of the new EA Sports game as well. Do you see overall the sport in a very healthy position?
I think it's in a very healthy position. I mean, you're talking about Ronda Rousey there. There was a bit of a myth around her that she was unbeatable, that she was so far ahead of the rest of the division that, like, there was no one even going to come close. And then Holly Holm came out and completely dominated her. So before, I think people were kind of getting sick of that division in particular. They thought that whatever happens, Ronda Rousey is just going to continue to win. And all of a sudden we have a new champion and there's a lot more interest now. And there's been a lot of belts have changed hands this year. I mean, Rafael Dos Anjos in the lightweight division, he only got his belt this year. And again, Luke Rockhold winning the middleweight championship at UFC 194. So I think, you know, when there's all these new champions and the belts are all changing hands, it makes it a lot more interesting for fans.
And I suppose that's the thing, isn't it? The unpredictability of it. You talk about Rousey. Everyone thought she was going to win that fight. Obviously, Holly Holm had other plans for that. It really does add to it, doesn't it? And people want to see a fight where they're not 100% sure who's going to win.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I think Rousey was running out of challengers for her belt. And, you know, Holm's only fought 3 times in UFC, so... She's loads of new options there for challengers for her, so that really makes that division more interesting again.
Now, Ben, we're just going to quickly take you away from the UFC. I just want to get a quick reaction from you to the football over the weekend. There was the Euro 2016 draw for the tournament in France, and the Republic of Ireland have been drawn in the same group as Belgium, Italy and Sweden. How do you feel people are generally seeing that draw?
I feel like the general feeling is it's not great, but it could have been a lot worse. I mean, people look at Sweden and they see a one-man team, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, and he's in well into his 30s now at this stage. And, you know, he's a bit erratic in terms of what he does on the pitch, so we see that as a winnable game. Belgium, you know, Eden Hazard hasn't really been doing it in the Premier League this season. And, again, it's not... They're a big team. They're obviously, I think they're number one in the world at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, Belgium are top of the rankings. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's obviously going to be tough. But again, we feel like we could progress out of that group. It won't be easy, but I think at the moment our team with Martin O'Neill is a lot better than it was like with previous managers. We mightn't have necessarily the stars, but we're playing well as a team, and that's what's going to maybe get us through that group.
Well, Ben Kiley from joe.ie, thank you for joining us on Radio Yorkshire.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.